Concerns have been raised about the latest statistics on the rate of caesarean sections and other medical interventions being performed when delivering babies in Australian hospitals. Midwifery experts say the decline in vaginal births is scary for both mothers and babies. But the Royal Australian College of Obstetricians says the trend reflects demographic changes, with older mums, more riskier pregnancies, and legitimate concerns about birth injuries. Emily Burke with this report.
The good news from the New South Wales Mothers and Babies report is that the rates of teen pregnancy and smoking during pregnancy are down, and the number of mums aged over 35 has levelled out. At the same time, the caesarean section rate has increased from 31% to almost 33%. And that's bad news, according to Hannah Darlin, Professor of Midwifery at Western Sydney University.
We are basically the barometer for the nation, and it is happening everywhere. It's pretty scary to think less than half women who have a baby in a private hospital have a normal vaginal birth. Overall, one in three mothers are now having major abdominal surgery to have a baby in New South Wales.
You say it's bad news. You say it's scary. Is that a value judgment?
No, it's not a value judgment. It's an evidence-based judgment. The World Health Organization just this week have released their guidelines for intrapartum care. And their leading number one message is the caesarean section rate is too high, and we, the health providers, are part of the problem. They have looked at revising the standards around the progress of labour. We've, for about 60 years, been under the assumption, due to some very poor research that came out back in the 50s, that women should progress about 1 centimetre an hour. We've just had that overturned this year to say that's completely incorrect. We've kind of made mistakes for 60 years and we need to relook at it.
But Professor Darlin says the alternative options are limited and in high demand.
We have around 8% of women access continuity of midwifery care in hospitals in Australia. We have birth centres that have not expanded in over 20 years, in fact, increasingly shutting them down. We have long waiting lists for these alternative models of care. Unless you book in, the moment you kind of get the blue line on the stick or the pink line on the stick, you miss out.
So I think in the end, you have to make a judgment call at the time about what you think is likely to be the safest option for a baby at the time of the birth, and to discuss that with the mother, with her partner, with the family, to help everybody make a choice that people are comfortable with.
Professor Steve Robson is president of the Royal Australian and New Zealand College of Obstetricians and Gynaecologists.
Certainly in some places where women are planning to have many children, it makes sense to minimise the chance of a caesarean section. Something that's very important to so many women is the longer-term complications like incontinence, like prolapse.
Professor Darlin is calling for a broader debate about how babies are delivered in Australia.
The big thing that none of us yet are having mainstream conversations about is what are the long-term implications of what we do to mothers during pregnancy and birth for the long-term health of mothers and children. And that is the emerging area of looking at the microbiome disturbances and epigenetics. And until we have that full picture, I think we are having half the debate.
Hannah Darlin is a professor of midwifery at Western Sydney University, and Emily Burke with that report.